Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about conjunctivitis. You can find written notes at zerotofinals.com/conjunctivitis or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Conjunctivitis refers to inflammation of the conjunctiva. The conjunctiva is a thin layer of tissue that covers the inside of the eyelids and the sclera. Conjunctivitis may be bacterial, viral, or allergic. It may be unilateral, affecting one eye, or bilateral, affecting both eyes. Let's start with the presentation. Conjunctivitis presents with a red, bloodshot eye, an itchy or gritty sensation in the eye, and eye discharge. Conjunctivitis does not cause pain, photophobia or discomfort with lights, or reduced visual acuity. Discharge covering the eye may cause blurry vision, but this should return to normal when the discharge is cleared away. Bacterial conjunctivitis presents with a purulent discharge, meaning pus coming from the conjunctiva of the eye. It's typically worse in the morning when the eyes may be stuck together with the pus. It usually starts in one eye and can spread to the other eye, and bacterial conjunctivitis is highly contagious. Viral conjunctivitis is common and usually presents with a clear discharge from the eye. It's often associated with other symptoms of a viral infection, such as a dry cough, sore throat, and a blocked nose. There may be tender, pre-auricular lymph nodes in front of the ears. Viral conjunctivitis is also contagious. Let's go through the causes of an acute red eye to look at the differential diagnosis for conjunctivitis. The causes of an acute, painful red eye include acute angle closure glaucoma, anterior uveitis, scleritis, corneal abrasions or corneal ulceration, keratitis, a foreign body in the eye, and traumatic or chemical injury to the eye. The causes of an acute, painless red eye, meaning a red eye without pain, include conjunctivitis, episcleritis, and subconjunctival hemorrhage. Conditions that require emergency same-day referral to ophthalmology tend to cause pain or reduced visual acuity. So these are the red flags that would indicate a referral is warranted. Next, let's talk about management. Conjunctivitis usually resolves within 1 to 2 weeks without needing any treatment, including bacterial cases. Hygiene measures can reduce the spreading, for example, avoiding sharing towels and close contact with others, and regular hand washing. Cleaning the eyes with cooled boiled water and cotton wool can help to clear the discharge. Chloramphenicol or fusidic acid eye drops are options for bacterial conjunctivitis if necessary. Neonates, meaning newborn babies under 1 month of age with conjunctivitis, need urgent ophthalmology assessment. Neonatal conjunctivitis may be caused by gonococcal infection, which can cause serious complications, for example, permanent vision loss. Finally, let's talk about allergic conjunctivitis. Allergic conjunctivitis is caused by contact with allergens, chemicals that produce allergic reactions. It causes swelling of the conjunctival sac and the eyelid, with itching and a watery discharge. Antihistamines, either oral or topical, may help with the symptoms. Topical mast cell stabilizers, for example, sodium chromoglycate, can be used for chronic seasonal symptoms of allergic conjunctivitis. For example, patients with hay fever who develop allergic conjunctivitis whenever the pollen count is high. Topical mast cell stabilizers work by preventing the mast cells from releasing histamine. They require several weeks of use before they show any benefit. So thanks for listening to this episode on conjunctivitis. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. The research has consistently shown that if you test yourself after you study or listen to some information, that information will stay with you longer and you'll be able to answer questions on that information more accurately than if you just study the information alone, or even if you repeatedly study it but don't test yourself. The Zero to Finals member site at members.zerotofinals.com contains flashcards and questions based on the Zero to Finals content so that it specifically serves the purpose of helping you test yourself and remember the information for longer. If you head over to members.zerotofinals.com, there's a video where I'll give you a tour around the site and show you all the benefits. And either way, I hope you join me for the next episode where we'll talk about anterior uveitis.